Welcome, Eastern Sierra. I'm Jesse Steele, and this is Eastern Sierra Now News on KIBS KBOV for Wednesday, May 13th. Today is National Frog Jumping Day. So if you see anyone hopping around town today, don't panic. They're either celebrating training for Calaveras County, or they just read the road construction updates and decided jumping was faster. Now, I thought yesterday was Frog Jumping Day, but maybe I don't care. Anybody's going to jump like a frog. Worth it, in my opinion. Coming up today, we've got civil grand jury applications opening in Inyo County, safety improvements at Mammoth Yosemite Airport, and major forest thinning work beginning around Mammoth Lakes and June Lake. Big Pine volunteer opportunities, youth football and cheer signups, a successful kids fishing event on Crowley Lake, wildfire prevention funding, a major trail fundraiser from the Eastern Sierra Conservation Corps, local remembrances, Bronco track and field, and your community calendar. Today's Eastern Sierra Now newscast is brought to you by Peak IV Regenerative Medicine and Hydration in Mammoth Lakes. Whether you live here, work hard, play hard, or come up to the Eastern Sierra and suddenly remember that altitude is very real, Peak IV offers wellness-focused services including IV therapy, booster shots, hydration support, an oxygen bar, mobile IV therapy, and private group options. From mountain recovery to general wellness, Peak IV is built for people trying to feel and perform their best in the High Sierra. All right, let's get into it. Here's what's happening around the Eastern Sierra. To start off, Bishop Unified School District is clarifying its decision to transition 5th and 6th grade expanded learning opportunities program services away from the Eastside Student Center and into a district-operated program. According to BUSD, the district remains committed to providing high-quality after-school and expanded learning services, including academic support, enrichment activities, meals, transportation, and supervised care. The district says its partnership with Eastside Student Center has served 5th and 6th grade students for several years, but long-term funding concerns and contract discussions had been ongoing for months. BUSD says that the ELOP, ELOP program was originally supported by one-time startup funding and other temporary revenue sources that are not expected to continue. The district also says many operating costs, including transportation, food, services, administrative support, staff benefits, and retirement costs, were absorbed by BUSD and not charged to the Eastside Student Center contract. As the district prepared its 26-27 budget, officials said they had to evaluate the program for long-term sustainability and equitable use of public funds. BUSD stated that about 25% of its ELOP funding was supporting a program serving roughly 12% of participating students, while the remaining 75% supported the larger district-run Rams Club, enrichment clubs, and summer camps. The district proposed a revised contract amount of $194,000 for the 26-27 school year, but Eastside Student Center indicated it could not operate under that amount. As a result, BUSD says it made the difficult decision not to renew the contract and will instead operate a 5th and 6th grade ELOP cohort directly within the district program. BUSD emphasized that the decision is not a reflection of Eastside Student Center staff or the value of their work, and said it appreciates the organization's years of service to local students. The district says its goal is to continue providing safe and enriching programs while using public funds responsibly and sustainably. Applications for the Inyo County Civil Grand Jury are now being accepted. Successful applicants will serve as grand jurors for the fiscal year period beginning on July 1st, 26, and ending June 30th, 2027. The Civil Grand Jury is charged by the California Penal Code to investigate all aspects of the county, including cities and special districts. All communications to the grand jury are confidential, and every signed citizen complaint is responded to after investigated. The Civil Grand Jury sets its own agenda and meeting schedule. Much of the work is performed in small committees, allowing for considerable flexibility in the work schedule and meeting locations. Grand jurors are compensated $25 per full panel meeting and $10 per special or committee meeting. They're also compensated with the standard IRS mileage rates. The grand jury function is a demanding but very rewarding task, and one which is conscientiously pursued, warrants, and deserves the thanks and praise of the entire community. It gives a group of lay citizens the opportunity and duty to investigate and, if appropriate, praise or make constructive suggestions to the various local governmental entities and agencies. The court urges any citizen of this county over the age of 18 who wishes to perform a very valuable service to their fellow citizens and to add to the quality of local government generally to complete an application and submit it to the court by May 31st, 2026. However, the court will continue to accept any applications until they have 11 grand juror and 2 alternates. Applications can be submitted to the Office of the Jury Commissioner at P.O. Box 1508, that's 1508, Bishop, California, 93515. To obtain a copy of the application or for further questions or comments, please visit inyocourt.ca.gov. Planes and vehicles accessing hangars will soon have better separation with a new project at Mammoth Yosemite Airport. By adding a new gate for hangar owners to access and creating a new road to that gate, these vehicles will not need to cross paths with aircraft on the taxiway as they have in the past. This will ultimately enhance airport safety for everyone. The project is partially funded by the Airport Improvement Program, the AIP, of the Federal Aviation Administration, FAA, and will also include moving the taxiway connector in front of the hangars in anticipation of a Phase 2 multipurpose building that will house all snow removal and emergency response equipment. Site work is underway, and the project is expected to be completed mid-July. There will be intermittent runway closures and taxiway closures, which will be communicated through the airport's noticing systems as well as NOTAMs. Inyo National Forest and its partners, Caltrans, California Deer Association, National Forest Foundation, and White Bark Institute will ramp up operations for hand and mechanical thinning treatment starting mid-May on approximately 2,400 acres in the Mammoth Lakes and June Lakes area. Thinning is designed to reduce hazardous fuels and tree density and to improve wildfire resilience and forest health. Visitors should expect temporary forest closures around thinning operations for public safety. Visitors should also be advised that they may encounter log trucks on narrow forest roads and entering exiting larger roads around town. Work is scheduled for 6 to 7 days each week. 6 projects are slated to begin in May. In the June Lake and Scenic Loop area, work will include hand thinning with chainsaws near Highway 395 rest area, mechanical thinning with heavy equipment near the junction of Highway 395 and the Scenic Loop, and mechanical thinning with heavy equipment and hand thinning with chainsaws along the Mammoth Lakes Scenic Loop and adjacent forest roads. In the Mammoth Lakes area, work will include mechanical thinning with heavy equipment and hand thinning with chainsaws northeast of town, with temporary road closures and detours of Sawmill Cutoff Road, Sawmill Road, and other adjacent Forest Service roads, as well as temporary recreation area closures. Other work will include mechanical piling with heavy equipment and hand thinning with chainsaws. Sounds like that's what they have to do to my eyebrows. Near Lake Mary Road, east of Juniper Road, and hand thinning with chainsaws adjacent to the Cold Water Campground. While some projects will be completed over the summer, others will last into the fall, and work is planned to continue through November and in some cases December. However, individual project timelines may change due to weather conditions or other changing circumstances. The Big Pine Community Association and American Legion Auxiliary 457 is looking for a few volunteers to work the Shave Ice booth at the Bishop City Park May 22nd through the 24th to help call Rose Todd at 760-938-2911. All proceeds are used for community events including Veterans Memorial, street flags, Christmas tree lighting, Easter egg hunt scholarships, 4th of July activities, and many more. Signups for Bishop Youth Football and Cheer are still open until June 1st. Participation is open for ages 6 through 14, currently in 7th grade or younger. All protective gear is provided, including helmets, pads, football pants, and personalized jerseys. Sign up today and pay when the season starts. To register, visit sjvfootball.com. Feeling a little drained? Maybe that mammoth altitude hit harder than your morning espresso. Whether you're recovering from a big adventure or, let's be honest, a big night out, Peak IV Therapy in Mammoth Lakes has your back and your hydration levels. They offer IV drips, vitamin boosts, and treatment designed to help you bounce back faster than your group chat after a powder day. Plus, it's not just for recovery. Peak IV can help with energy, immunity, altitude sickness, or even that midweek I'm running on fumes feeling. Think of it as your mammoth recharge station, because let's face it, the mountains don't wait for anyone. Peak IV Therapy, feeling better faster. Book your drip, get your boost, and get back to doing what you came here for, living your peak life. On May 9th, 2026, the Crowley Fish Foundation chalked up yet another successful kids fishing event. This time, the foundation wasn't the only organization supporting the youth. The sunny morning on the blue waters on Crowley Lake was an all-community event supported in part by a grant from the Mammoth Mountain Community Foundation, which provided CFF with financial support for the rental of pontoon boats. 11 Mammoth area kids spent half a day on the waters of Crowley Lake under the supervision and instruction of 8 CFF adult volunteers. The future anglers ranged in ages from 7 to 18. The volunteers were composed of CFF board members and volunteers, including some Southern California residents who traveled up for the weekend to assist with the program. The morning on the water was inclusive and representative of all types of fishing. Some kids caught trout while trolling, as others stung fish with fly rods in hand. The weather for the morning was perfect. All the kids had some action with the fish. CFF wishes to thank all the volunteers and to give a heartfelt thank you to the Mammoth Mountain Community Foundation for its generous financial support. CFF will continue to host future kids fishing events open to the community. One such upcoming event that the CFF is co-sponsoring is the 37th annual Kids Fish Festival in Mammoth Lakes on July 25th, 2026. The popular event will be free for all kids 14 and under and will run from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Volunteers will be there to teach casting techniques, and fisheries staff will be on hand to teach the kids about California's trout fisheries. For more information on this exciting upcoming event, go to kidsfishfest.com. Anyone who would like to support these programs and the other programs conducted by the CFF are invited to donate at crowleyfishfoundation.org. Please also follow the CFF on Facebook or Instagram to learn about outings. As California recognizes Wildfire Preparedness Week, Governor Gavin Newsom has announced up to $70 million in grant funding for wildfire prevention and resilience projects statewide, supporting efforts to reduce wildfire risk, strengthen forest health, and protect communities. Grant applications are now open, with completed applications due by 3 p.m. on July 8th. 2026. Cal Fire's Wildfire Prevention Grant Programs provides financial support for projects that reduce the potential for destructive wildfire in and around communities. Eligible activities include hazardous fuel reduction, wildfire prevention planning, and wildfire prevention education, aiming at increasing readiness and reducing wildfire ignition potential. Projects that also deliver carbon reduction benefits will receive additional consideration. For communities like Inyo and Mono counties, continued investment in wildfire prevention, forest management, defensible space, and emergency preparedness remains critically important. Residents are encouraged to stay informed, create emergency plans, and sign up for emergency alerts through Ready Inyo and Ready Mono. Learn more at gov.ca.gov. An anonymous donor has generously donated $40,000 to the Eastern Sierra Conservation Corps, and they've issued a challenge to match their donation by National Trails Day on June 6th. The ESCC is inviting you to join their 40K in 40 Days Community Match for Trails fundraiser. Your gift will support trail and habitat restoration projects in California's national forests and parks, funding workforce development and leadership opportunities for young adults in the outdoors, and creating accessible outdoor space that inspire youth and communities. Local businesses can support the fundraiser in several ways too. Donate with monetary gifts or in-kind contributions such as gift cards, gear, equipment, goods, services, or a one-night free stay. These can be used for opportunity, drawings, raffles, and other programs. And these donations all directly support ESCC crews and programs. Become a corporate sponsor to show your commitment to public lands and local workforce development, and share the fundraiser with others. Support especially helps maintain trails and habitats around the Mammoth Mountain, Bishop, and surrounding areas, while empowering the next generation of conservation leaders as a community-rooted organization and local nonprofit. ESCC knows local partnerships make a real difference. Unfortunately, we have some obits to go over. Don Ray Nisbeth. Don Ray Nisbeth and his twin brother Tommy were born on January 10, 1959 in Gunnison, Colorado, on a cold, wintry day to Patricia Ann Dorsey and Tom Ray Nisbeth. Don passed away on another cold, wintry day on February 17, 2026 in Reno, Nevada. Don was the youngest of seven children. Although he was born with a disability, he never let it stop him from living a full life. Don was born in Colorado, but moved to the Owens Valley when he was 10 months old. He grew up in both Lone Pine and Bishop. In his younger days, some of his fondest memories were going four-wheeling and motorcycle riding up and down the Owens Valley with his siblings. In 1984, he met the love of his life, Deborah Maples, while she was still in high school. They were married in 1991. Together, they had a daughter, Katerina, in 1992. In 1994, he discovered he had another daughter whom he did not raise, Tiffany Messenheimer, born 1983. In 2009, he was privileged with the honor of adopting and raising his granddaughter, Emily Nisbeth. When his daughter, Katerina, learned to drive, he would take her out on the back roads and share his love of off-roading and how to have fun. Don is survived by his wife of 34 years, Deborah daughters Katarina Johnson and Emily Nisbeth, son-in-law Chris Johnson, two grandsons Leroy and Jacob Johnson, and one granddaughter Amy Quentin. He is also survived by his siblings, sister Kathy Rarden, Patricia Chaffee, Nancy Scott, and his brother Ted Nisbeth. He is survived by several nieces, nephews, great-nieces, and great-nephews. Don is preceded in death by both his parents, his twin brother, Tommy Nisbeth, and older sister, Laura Lee Dawson. Don was a loving man willing to give anyone in need a helping hand. He will be missed by everyone who knew him. Graveside services will be held on May 16th at 10 a.m. Don will be laid to rest on top of his twin brother, Tommy, at the East Line Cemetery. A celebration of life for Dean Leonard will take place on the patio at Tom's Place on Friday, May 15th, 2026, starting at 5 p.m. Dean was a lifelong fisherman who loved the Eastern Sierras, where he spent much time at his cabin in the Sunny Slopes area. For over 20 years, Dean could be found greeting fishermen who came to Crowley Lake, where he worked the front gate. Dean had a full and interesting life. He owned Sheldon Auto Wrecking in the San Fernando Valley, which specialized in Chrysler products. In the 1970s and 1980s, Dean was the undisputed champion and man to beat at Saugus Speedway's incredible demolition derbies. He was known as the Orange Crush and was a crowd favorite. His knowledge of automobiles, especially Chrysler products, was incredible. He was the go-to guy if a motorist had problems coming up the grade. Over the years, he helped countless travelers who broke down, ran out of gas, got stuck in the mud, or had flat tires. Dean would get them on their way again. Dean left us on March 7th, 2026, after battling pancreatic cancer. Dean was 80 years old. Carl John Dondero was born January 13th, 1962, to Carl and Loretta Dondero, and passed away May 10th, 2026, after a short battle with cancer. John lived in the Owens Valley for the past 48 years. He made Bishop his home, raising his family and enjoying fishing and hunting every chance he got. John is survived by Rosinda, daughter Lynn, and Raphael, son Aaron, Earl, and Micah, sisters Tammy and Rosella, brothers Terry, Gary, and Mike, grandchildren Drew, Reese, Tara, Logan, Weston, Cash, Grayson, and Walker, many nieces, nephews, and cousins. Graveside services will be held Saturday, May 16th at 10 a.m. at the Sunland Indian Cemetery at the south end of Barlow Lane, with a reception following at the Elks Park on West Line Street.
In many emergency departments in America, overcrowding is kind of the epidemic of the age. In our emergency department, we have very low door-to-doctor time. The time between when you show up as a patient to be seen to when you're actually going to be seen in person by a doctor, and that care is going to be delivered 99% of the time in a private room. So that allows privacy to the patient. It allows care to be delivered in a humane and respectful way. Our emergency medicine care is world-class. We have a phenomenal team. I'm so proud of the care that we provide at Northern Inyo and the community that we're caring for.
Sports coverage on Eastern Sierra Now is brought to you by Copper Top Barbecue. Family-owned, family-run, and serving up backyard-style barbecue on a big scale. Whether you're celebrating a Bronco win, recovering from a tough loss, or just need tri-tip to emotionally process the Dodgers, Copper Top Barbecue is there for you. Big thanks to Copper Top for helping bring you sports on Eastern Sierra Now. Now let's get into some sports. The Bishop Broncos track and field team competed at the HDL Championship meet last week. In the 1600 meter, Tyler Norcross placed third with a time of 5:07.35. In the 3200 meter, Quinn Green captured first place and became the new HDL champion with a time of 11:34.40. Tyler Norcross finished third with a time of 11:40.94. Coach Mayers noted, "Honestly, the boys' 3200 meter was probably one of the most exciting races of the entire meet." The coach 4x100 relay battled through a rough handoff, but still placed second overall with a time of 45:88. The relay team featured Brady Johnson, Carlos Suarez, Oscar Enriquez, and Hunter Daly. In the shot put, Wyatt Mears took first place and became the HDL champion with a winning throw of 44 feet 7 inches. Carlos Suarez placed third with a throw of 40 feet 10 inches. In the discus, Wyatt Mears took first place and became the HDL champion with a throw of 155 feet, 5 inches. Tavian Davis finished second with a throw of 117 feet, 1 inch. Wyatt continues his dominant discus season, improving to 7-0 on the year, winning by an average margin of 37 feet over second place finishers. In the high jump, Soren Davis tied second with a jump of 5 feet 4 inches. In the long jump, Hunter Daly took first place and became HDL champion with a jump of 19 feet 7 inches after winning a jump off against Jackson Weghorst of Kern Valley. In the triple jump, Hunter Daly took first place and became HDL champions with a jump of 42 feet 5.5 inches. Hunter is now only 8.5 inches away from Chris Roberts' 1984 school record. Wow, good job, Hunter. The boys' team placed second overall with 143 points behind Kern Valley with 167. Coach Mears said, "We came very close. This is still a very young team, and the future is extremely bright." In the girls' competition, in the 400 meter, Claire Haverstock finished second with a time of 105.35. The girls' 4x100 relay overcame a shaky exchange and still finished second overall, 53.46. The team featured Madden Weller, Amaya Hayes, Ellie Solomon, and Ellie O'Neill. In the long jump, Madden Weller placed second with a jump of 14 feet 7.5 inches. In the triple jump, Madden Weller took first place and became HDL champion with a winning jump of 30 feet 5 inches, winning by nearly 2 feet. The girls' team finished third place overall. Coach Mears said, "We're continuing to build something strong on the girls' side, and we're excited about the future of the girls' program." Bishop Union Track and Field will next compete Friday, May 15th at Firebaugh High School in Firebaugh, California. The Division IV championships feature qualifying marks only, with athletes competing for spots at the Masters meet. Bishop Union High School's Bronco Athletics will host a signing day at the Gus Klikas Gym tonight at 6:30 p.m. The event celebrates college-bound student athletes. In partnership with Inyo and Mono Counties, Southern California Edison is hosting a wildfire safety community meeting on Thursday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. at the Inyo County Consolidated Office Building in Bishop. Public safety, power shutoffs, wildfire mitigation plans, emergency preparedness, customer resources, and more will be discussed. IMACA will hold their reoccurring food drive at St. Joseph Church in Mammoth Lakes on Friday from 3 to 4 p.m. You can sign up for the free event at imaca.net and even designate someone to pick up your food if you're unable to. The Bishop Ultras Trail Running Series will be held at Mill Pond Recreation Area on Saturday from 5 a.m. to 7 p.m. All net proceeds benefit the Eastern Sierra Youth Outdoor Program and Inyo County Search and Rescue. Visit bishopultras.com for more information. Eastern Sierra Land Trust is hosting a Pollinator Garden Inspiration Tour on Saturday from 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. The self-guided tour is free, and maps and itineraries are available at ESLT office in Bishop. Coffee will also be provided. The fourth annual Eastern Sierra Wildfire Resilience Month continues with the Mammoth Community Cleanup and Sustainability Fair at the Community Recreation Center on Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Free green waste disposal will be available, along with wildfire task force resources and a barbecue. In partnership with the Inyo County Animal Shelter, the Canine Wellness Center is hosting a dog adoption event at their Bishop location on Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon. The June Lake Community Cleanup will take place on Sunday. Meet at the June Lake Community Center at 9 a.m. Bags and grabbers will be provided and drop off for large items. Residential hazardous waste and e-waste will also be available. That's your Eastern Sierra Now News update for Wednesday, May 13th. Thanks so much for listening and for spending part of your day with us as we keep you connected to what's happening across Inyo and Mono counties. And thank you again to Peak IV Regenerative Medicine and Hydration in Mammoth Lakes for sponsoring today's Eastern Sierra Now newscast. You can catch Eastern Sierra Now News on KIBS KBOV every weekday at 7 a.m., noon, and 5 p.m. And if you want news any other time of the day, head to easternsierranow.com, download the Eastern Sierra Now mobile app, follow us on social media for up-to-the-minute local updates, and like and subscribe on YouTube for video news, interviews, entertainment, and local programs like Just a Minute that you heard on this newscast. I'm Jesse Steele with Eastern Sierra Now. Have a great day. Support local. Watch for thinning crews and road work, and remember, on National Frog Jumping Day, leap responsibly. I'm sorry for that. Not all jokes are winners.